1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Rudy Canoza is joining us. Mr. Canoza, the owner of Jetem Lingerie, and business is popping. Mr. Canoza, how are you this evening?
Thank you, Phil. I'm very good, and we're having a good night compared to some slow business earlier.
I know the Christmas rush this year has been slow. I've heard a lot of merchants talking about that.
It's been slow in places, you know. What has happened is sometimes what traditionally happens, and that is sometimes it's slow for the first few days of the week, and then the last few days before Christmas, you know.
And so it's picking up.
It's picking up a great deal.
Now, the Miracle on 34th Street sale, and I'm fascinated with the name of that and what that represents.
Well, it's an inspiration, you know. The movie, Phil, Miracle on 34th Street, is a favorite movie of mine. And there is one part of the movie where this gentleman who plays Santa Claus says that if you cannot find the item you're looking for, then you can go to Gimbel's. So he sends the customers to another store.
Right.
And we are, I was impressed with that because of the honesty involved in that. And so in the film, where he says, you know, we are going to be honest with you, you can't get this product here, but you can get it at another store. We feel that there are some of our customers, some of our female customers who come into our lingerie shop, and we want to be equally honest with them. And so that's why we call it the Miracle on 34th Street sale.
Are you saying that the lingerie is too expensive for them, and you're telling them to buy it somewhere else, or?
No, it's more along the lines of the way of the design. The Jetem lingerie is a specific design. There are some women who will come into our store who we do not feel, for whom the lingerie is not the best avenue. They will most probably not look as good wearing a lingerie. They might in the process leave themselves open to some kind of ridicule. And so I want to be very clear that we take every precaution not to injure the feelings of our customers. So I want to state that up front. But we do feel there are some of our customers, some of our female customers, who would not look their best.
Why do you feel that way?
Well, I learned this the hard way.
To say that a woman doesn't look good in lingerie, I mean, doesn't every woman, isn't there some lingerie that she's going to look good in?
Well, I learned this the hard way. I learned this the hard way with my first wife. There was an evening that she put on this outfit that she had bought at Frederick's of Hollywood. And as soon as she walked into the bedroom, I can remember I burst out laughing. I could not stop laughing. She looked so utterly ridiculous in this outfit. I laughed and I laughed, so I remember this.
What was she wearing? Why did you laugh?
Well, my first wife had very large hands. She had very large feet. And she was also slightly bow-legged. And she came out wearing this see-through negligee, and she just looked like some bow-legged woman with a pair of flimsy pajamas, you know. I mean, she's a lovely girl, but not the kind of woman who should wear lingerie. And I remember that we've put this into practice. That lesson, if I see a woman, I know is going to look clown-like, almost like a clown in our lingerie. I've tried to gently dissuade her, and our honesty goes a long way.
Well, it's a unique policy, honesty in the business. You're quoting the movie Miracle on 34th Street, but it is just a movie. It's not real life. To say to somebody, well, you know, you can get it cheaper at another store, or, you know what, maybe you shouldn't buy this product that isn't right for you.
Well, but, you know, see, the reason why a woman comes into a lingerie shop is to make a man happy. To the man in your life, you want to make happy. But if she is not the kind of person that we can, in good conscience, send out of our store wearing our lingerie, if I am not comfortable knowing she'll be walking into a bedroom wearing our styles, we offer her an alternative because, again, she has come into our store to make a man in her life happy. And so we offer all women who we won't sell lingerie to because we are afraid of what she'll look like in it. We do offer something that will make the man in her life very happy, and that is a selection. There's a very reasonable rate of adult films. They're very erotic and really the kind of thing that a man will see and say, now you're talking, you know.
So wait a minute. So instead of her being able to buy your lingerie, you give her an adult film?
To give to her husband, yes. I mean, we say to that particular customer, if we might suggest, we know that you came in here with the very highest of hopes that you would look good in our lingerie. That is unfortunately not the case, but we do have a wonderful selection. May we present to you something we know the man in your life will love, and then we will show her the adult films.
What do you have?
These are all things that a man, you know, see, a man is going to understand these. So we don't tell her, just take this movie.
Well, what are some of the names?
We've got the Shock Video 2004, Too Hot for the Box, Attack of the Monster Memories, you know. Big Boss Superstars, Big Boss Superstars 2, Screw My Wife Please, 13. All of the Endure Doggy Style, it's ridiculous. You're not going to tell a woman, but a lot of these titles for you to understand are for the men. We tell the ladies that. But let me tell you something. I've never had a dissatisfied customer.
You have never had a woman walk out of your store after you tell her, our lingerie is going to look good on you, but here's an adult film for your husband. You've never had...
I have never, ever had a woman walk out of this store unhappy because we treat every woman like a lady. Even if we don't feel that she is going to look good wearing our lingerie, because I have a right to expect that my lingerie is going to look good and at its best. We have never had an unhappy customer.
All right, Rudy Canosa with us here on just a couple of days before Christmas. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on our show. And specifically, Mr. Canosa is talking about the Miracle on 34th Street sale. In that movie, you're talking about the man playing Santa Claus.
Yes.
Who says to the people, you know what, Macy's doesn't have that at the price that you should pay for it. Gimbel's has it for less. And what happens in the movie, people are so impressed by that Santa Claus's honesty.
That they continue to shop at Macy's, yes.
And you're hoping that... Well,
we are not just hoping. This has happened for us. We have had women come into our store, and we have said, and I say it in a way that is going to be extremely respectful there. I will say to her, you know what? The way you look in that lingerie is not, it's just not going to make any man, you know, it's not going to make him hot for you. So why don't you, you know, quit while you're at. And
do you say quit while you're ahead?
Well, no, but I say it in a way that is respectful. What I'm trying to say to her is this. You, look, just take that off and put your clothes back on. And I've got another idea for you. And they're excited, and they come and say, look, I have these movies. Now, I don't want to say the names of these movies for the women, because they're a little offensive for the women. One of these Jenna Jameson movies, you know, Candy Samples, you know, some old... you know, that's this Attack of the Monster Memories movie, this kind of thing, you know. I don't want to say to her what the name of the movie is, but what I do say...
Well, how do you tell a woman, I've got something here that's going to make your husband happy instead of you wearing lingerie because you don't really look good in our lingerie? I have an adult film.
I tell her this. I say, do you want to make your man happy? And she says, of course I do. I said, all right, that is our goal. And she says, yes. I said, all right, let's make this our goal, to make this man happy as quickly as we can. And I will tell you, after a man puts so many hours to work, and he puts so many hours to support his family, you understand, Phil?
Yeah.
The quickest way to make this man happy is to give him a beautiful adult film, you know, some beautiful, sexy lady. And he can sit down in quiet and peace and not have anybody bother him, so he can watch this... whatever this Screw My Wife Please 13 or whatever these things are. It sounds childish.
Well, some of these titles are, no woman is going to, if you tell her the title.
No, I don't tell the titles. Well, but the title is on the box. So the man's going to open this up. He wants to make sure it's worth his, you know, it's worth watching, you know. And but I have a friend, a video store, who has these. And a lot of these titles, Phil, you understand, as I said. But please understand, I must control how my design will look and will wear. But lingerie, as I said, women buy it to make their men happy. The good news is, all of this, believe me, we have never sent away an unhappy woman. Never. Never.
All right, Rudy, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, there's an unusual, and every Christmas we try to bring on a guy that does business in an unusual way. He frankly tells women who don't look good in his lingerie, you don't look good in our lingerie, but look, if you want to make your man happy, and she gives free an adult film to the women who come into the store. Mr. Canosa also, by the way, designs his lingerie and feels that he has a right to control how it's going to look. And if the wrong woman's wearing it, he doesn't want her wearing it. What's that, bud?
Oh, he's unhappy.
There's no one unhappy. Exactly. There's nobody unhappy that leaves his store. He says the women go out of there pleased. 1-800-449-8686 here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I just wonder, why have a store if you are going to limit who you sell the product to? You could be a catalog, but why have a store and then have the women walk in there only to risk humiliating them by saying, you know, you heard him, quit while you're ahead, please take my product off. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, on the line with me is Rudy Canoza, and Mr. Canoza is with Je T'aime Lingerie, one of many, many retail outlets that will be open late tonight across the United States, selling Christmas presents. What about men that come in to buy lingerie?
Yes, there are a great many men who will come into our store to buy something for their wife, but that only happens in a great number really at this time of year. Our customers are women, for by and large women, and those are the people that we prefer to deal with, because when a woman is shopping in the store, we can get a good idea of what she's going to look like with this lingerie on.
But this time of year, if a man comes in and says, well, I'm thinking of this or that for my wife?
We try to ask him what does she look like, but for the individual man who is coming into shop for his wife, it's not a good idea, because we don't know what his wife looks like. If he's got a photograph of her, sometimes it helps, but it's not something we're going to encourage, because we don't know what my work will look like on there. My work is the result of a lot of years. You know, I studied at the design school. I worked in some of the fashion capital in Europe. You know, to have my work put on a woman that I've never seen, you know, is going to, if it's going to, I can't do it, you know. So I am trying to say that we would rather the woman come in, you know.
But if she comes in and she's not the right body type, well, you're telling me that you had a wife, your first wife, who looked ridiculous in a Fredericks of Hollywood outfit.
Well, Fredericks of Hollywood is Fredericks of Hollywood doesn't understand really what a tasteful lingerie is. We do have that kind of thing. We have a room which is separated by a beaded curtain from the rest of the store. If you wish, a lot of us, well, let's go to the beaded curtain room, you know, to see. But that's, we call that a last resort, you know.
All right, but if a woman comes into your store and she isn't, you say, the type of woman who looks good in lingerie, you...
No, it's not looks good in lingerie. It's not look good in my lingerie. Any woman can go and buy anything off the rack at the make company, or she can buy something off the rack at some department store, and no one is going to keep her from making a fool of herself. But in my store, we will tell her, you are going to make a fool of yourself, and don't wear this. You are going to...
But what about the vanity of women? Isn't she going to be upset? Isn't she...
No, if you know how to speak to a woman, and I do know how to speak to a woman, if you flatter her, if you tell her that she's very lovely, but she is just never going to look good in lingerie, if you tell her, you know, yeah, you have a man in your life who loves you and you are lucky, but you don't need to wear lingerie. And in any event, you shouldn't wear lingerie, because you're going to wind up looking like a clown, you know. And we try to keep a woman from looking clown-like. We want the women to be happy. And as I've said to you, Phil, we've never had a woman walk out of this store unhappy.
And every woman that does not, that you refuse to sell her lingerie.
That is correct, yes.
And and every woman that you refuse to sell lingerie to gets a free adult film. Does this offend them?
No, it's never offended them, because they want to make a man happy. And the surest way to make a man happy, other than to provide him with a beautiful woman in a beautiful lingerie, is to give him an adult film to look at and to, you know, to please, so he can, you know, feel, he can please him, you know, be with himself, or not be with himself, but he can feel what is the word I'm looking for, you know.
So he's watching it by himself?
Well, no, I mean, he can watch it with her if he wants to, but that's, it sort of defeats the purpose, you know. I mean, if she doesn't look good in lingerie, I don't think he's necessarily going to want to have her hanging around while he's, you know, trying to... Excuse me, I've got a cold. I don't think he's going to want to have her hanging around while he's trying to... Let me be graphic. While he's trying to get his cookies, you know. So I would say that it's...
All right, Mr. Canoza, the point that I'm trying to make here is that it doesn't seem like some women are uppermost in your mind when it comes to your lingerie.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean. If you're suggesting...
I'm suggesting to you that your lingerie is only for certain women, and for the women that it's not for, they're sort of like a throwaway.
No, they're not a throwaway. But they are not the primary customer. But I don't send any woman out of my store unhappy. I don't send...
You send a woman out of your store saying to her, well, you know, I heard you say these words. You know what, I tell you what, quit while you're ahead, take the lingerie off, I've got an adult movie for you, Attack of the Monster... Attack of the Monster Mammaries. Isn't that what you said?
I don't tell her the name of the movie. I don't tell her the name of the movie.
All right, but you're giving her a video of an adult movie, and then she is to go and give that to her man.
That is correct, yes. Believe me, I know women, Mr. Henry. I know women. I have worked in the lingerie business for a long time. No one knows women better than a man who works in the kind of business that I work in. And when I tell you that some women, when they put on lingerie, look almost as if they belong, you know, that they should be shaving in front of a wash basin with a mirror while someone waters the elephants, you know.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean clown-like. Clownish. Believe me when I tell you, I don't like to say that to a woman, but if she's going to look like a clown, then I'm going to have to say that to her. And this is how Rudy feels, you know.
Tell Rudy, well, all right. Mr. Canoza, I believe that your stores are open until midnight tomorrow night, is that right?
Yes, midnight to Christmas Eve, right.
Okay, and you're open till midnight tonight?
We are open till midnight tonight. We want the people to come in. We want the women to come in, but we are again, saying to the women, you may not be the kind of person who we are willing to sell our lingerie to. Now, you can go to Victoria's Secret. They'll sell to anyone. You can go to Fredericks of Hollywood. They'll sell to anyone. You can go to all these stores. They'll sell. We don't sell to everyone. We only sell to women who we feel are going to do justice to Rudy's work. Because I, Rudy, have made this design. And I wish for it to be on a body of a woman who is going to look as if she, you know, someone's going to want to, you know, be with her for more than, you know, a couple of seconds. You know, saying goodbye to her in the morning. I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. You know.
Well, no, you're giving me the information.
I mean, I'm just telling you. You know, I can't have it on. You know, I can't have this hanging on some. You know, I don't know what you want to call her, but. Yeah, they're beautiful women, but I can't do it. No way. No way. I mean, you know.
All right, I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Rudy Canoza of Je T'aime Lingerie. And he is, this is a man who sells lingerie only to certain women. And he, as you just heard him, I can't have it on other kinds of women. No way. Because Rudy's the designer. However, if he refuses to sell you lingerie based upon how you look, he will give you an adult film to take home to your husband. Some of the films that he has listed here, Too Hot for the Box, Screw My Wife, Please, and Big Bust Superstars. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, there's no phone calls for you, so what do you want me to say to you? We're back on the air now. We're back. Mr. Canoza, Rudy Canoza, I want to thank you very much, sir, for being with us.
Of course. Thank you very much, Mr. Henry, for having me on your program. I want to speak, if anyone wants to speak to me about my policy, they can call your show now, right?
Well, we've been giving our number out for the last half hour, and I don't think there are any women that are interested in engaging you in this conversation.
Well, perhaps I should explain to them. I've been in the lingerie business.
Well, you've explained a lot, and I only have a certain amount of time I allot for guests. No women want to talk to you, and if you want me to venture a guess, I will.
Well, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that you think me giving adult films.
I think that denying women the ability to purchase your product is insulting to them. They don't want to talk to you about it. They'll just go down to Victoria's Secret or go down to Fredericks of Hollywood.
Well, let me explain. Perhaps if you'll give me
I got to get going. I got other stuff I got to do.
Well, wait a minute. I came on your program to do an interview. I want to take some phone calls from the people.
There's no people here to give you any phone calls. No one wants to talk to you.
Well, then let me explain something to you, if you don't mind, Mr. Henry.
Very quickly.
Very quickly, huh? Oh, okay. Number one, and I'm sure to say this to the women who are listening. Please, understand. Not every woman looks best in a Rudy Canosa design. I am not going to insult you by taking your money the way Halston will take your money, the way Calvin Klein will take your money. You see, they don't care who they make look like a clown. Calvin Klein doesn't care if you buy his clothes and then you wind up looking like a beast. I do. Okay, so do you give the phone number now?
Do you honest to God think that women are going to call?
Mr. Henry,
1-800-449-8686. They're not going to call. And Calvin Klein doesn't make women look like beasts.
Oh, excuse me. I think I know my business.
Well, how does Calvin Klein make women look like beasts?
Those designer jeans that he made was a war crime. It was a crime against humanity because there were women who put those jeans on and they were funky. Now, you know what I'm saying.
There's nobody calling. I got to move on.
Please call me.
Get out of here.
I don't want to get out of here.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canosa and his rotten store. It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
And I want to take some calls.
Will you get this guy out of here, bud, before I commit a freaking murder?
I told the guy.
Where are the phone calls?
You're not taking any phone calls. Get out of here. All right, the Phil... Put him on hold, bud.
He's not going to put me on hold. I every time you have a guest, you take...
Give me this. Give me this, bud.
You're going to break the phone?
There, it's broken. Now I can't take any calls.
You jackass! That's a lot of money!
What do you care? I busted the phone and I don't care. Take the whole thing and throw it out. Dear Phil, what started the recent trend of characters making a point and then roasting the caller with basketball references? I think they are funny as hell, so keep it up. I don't know what you're talking about, Jeffrey Heinrich. Also, the Lloyd Bonafide call when he was on the train from Northern California to Vancouver in less than 40 minutes was hilarious, with two stops in Seattle, Klamath Falls, Portland, etc. The metal picture of Lloyd riding around in a passenger car with these cities whizzing by at a speed of light is great. What basketball references? I got no idea what a cat's talking about. Phil, your 41-year-old best buddy here. Don't know who you are either. Fine. I'm so glad you've mentioned sweetfeatheryjesus.com. I just put a post on there about me and my daughter in her high school adopting your G's low guttural tone as the new way of being kind when calling someone a total ass blank. You're the best friend I never had in high school. No, I have no nod lip. Thank you. Thanks for every day. Jeff and family, Clinton Forge, Virginia. What are you laughing at, man?
It's a little on the fag side, but it's okay.
I thought it was very nice. Phil, you are the best at satire. I've had a rough couple of weeks. I laughed my ass off at this bit. Keep it coming. P.S. I'm about... What bit is he talking about? Huh? He says, I laughed my ass off at this bit. Why am I reading this? I'm three sheets to the wind right now, and I'm glad I can email you instead of, oh, I get it. He's drunk. Webcasts are fantastic. Too bad you can't just have it running every day. I just got the backstage pass so I could spread some MP3s to hook a few friends. I never realized how hard you are to explain to a new listener. He was not believing that you were doing it all. I'm amazed how the calls never dry up. Good old America. Well, you weren't listening tonight. I mean, anyway, the MP3, which is a very interesting concept, that is, you can download the show. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand the MP3. They tell me it's a great way of hearing our radio show. But it's not, and I'll tell you why. We use a lot of production aids on our show, and one of them is music. And this company will not pay any royalty money to any musicians, and I understand that they won't, in order for us to be able to use music in a downloadable format. I can use the music of the show, but it is not legally to be downloaded directly into a computer. Otherwise, you have to pay royalties. Now, I got a point I want to make here. Hello, I'm Phil Hendry, and here's my point about royalties to musicians, and I've heard a lot of you guys crying about it, and I understand. You see, for years and years and years and years and years and years and years, I made about 30 cents an hour promoting your work. When you had a record album out, and I was the disc jockey who played it on the radio, I was told to really plug the music because people really like it. And I made about 50 cents an hour doing that, treated like a janitor, basically just treated like garbage, while I was promoting Judas Priest, Led Zeppelin, Joni freaking Mitchell, and every drug addict that came down, you know, Jackson Brown and every jackball. Jackson, Jackball Brown, Greg Allman, the Allman Brothers, the Allman Sisters, and the Allman's Mothers. Now, I worked my ass off as a DJ promoting that music. None of those guys were giving me any royalties. In fact, the only way that those cats were selling records was by putting it on the radio. And they thought they were doing us a favor. Now, they would tell you, oh, we can sell lots and lots of records just by our concert appearances. Really? You know, the Beach Boys are still touring. They ain't selling all that many freaking records these days, at least not new stuff. When's the last time you bought a record album with a Beach Boy on it that looked younger than the age of 112? Thank you. They're selling records, man, because of the fact they still get played on all them those greasy oldie stations. Now let's fast forward the whole thing up here to 2005, and I'm sitting here doing a radio show where I do satire, and I use sometimes music to help me make my point. So in other words, I'm the star now. It ain't Greg Allman. It ain't Jackson Brown. It ain't Faith No More. It ain't Linkin Park. It ain't none of those cats. I'm the guy, right? And I use their crap to help me do my thing. And they want me to pay them big-time dollars. I ain't using your record to any great degree. I'm using about 30 seconds of it. And if anybody knows what the hell it is, all they know is that it sounds good because I'm making it sound good, putting it under this bit. And the only music that I used in the last week as a production, it was Mannheim Steamroller, and it was a Christmas music. Now, are you trying to tell me that I'm hurting their sales by using a Mannheim Steamroller track underneath a bit that I'm doing? See, the whole thing is freaking upside down, man. So, as a result, I can't have any of that music on the MP3. So the next time you hear an MP3 of a bit that you liked and you don't hear any music, it's because they won't let me, man. They don't want to pay the royalties to these guys, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't pay them either. They weren't paying me. They weren't paying me all those years when I was promoting their crappy music. And, oh, my God, you know, after about the first 10 playings of There's a Bad Moon on the Rise, it's all over, man. It's all over. I go ahead. Take the knitting needle and drive it up through my nose. Just Francis Farmer me, man. Just, you know, with a light little tap. Whoop! There's a Bad Moon on the Rise. You got that right. You talk about a band's music that doesn't wear well. Anyway, to make a long story short, if you go to our website tonight, and this is all leading up to something, we have an enormous number of brand new clips that Doug was telling me about, including some brand new Christmas material. It's in every kind. It's in the MP3 format. I'm just warning you. If there's music that you, if there's somehow the bit sounds, you know, like there's something missing, it's probably music, and we can't put the music on the MP3, and that's why. Now, the music business, you know, they're having a hard time. Nobody's paying, you know, nobody's buying records anymore. They want to download everything for free, and why shouldn't they? The CDs are $16. Who wants to pay that? It's freaking highway robbery. If you guys bring the price of the CD down, but then I guess that means you wouldn't be able to, you know, ride around in limousines and crap. I understand it. So you keep the prices really high. Nobody will buy your crap. They'll download it for free, and you'll keep on suing, and then everyone will hate you. Hate your living guts. You do have a right to make a living. I agree with the cats in Metallica. You do have a right to make a living. What's a living? 50 grand a year? Sounds good to me. What makes you think your freaking music's worth any more than that? Hey, I got a right to make a living, man. I'm Metallica. I sell records. Yeah, sort of. There's people who want to download it for free. Well, it must mean they like our music. Yeah, for free. Do you understand the difference between a guy saying, I love your music as long as I don't have to pay for it? Do you understand the difference between that and a guy saying, I love your music, I'll pay $15 for it, for a CD? There's a big difference, man. There's a huge difference. The one guy says, sure, I'll take it if it's free. In other words, that's the guy that walks up in the supermarket and says, what do you got there? Well, it's some animal fat on a cracker. Yeah, give me one. I don't give a crap. Is it going to cost me anything? No, I'll eat it. Maybe it'll give me a heart attack, but it's free. That's that guy. That's the guy that likes your music. He wants it for free. Or the cat wants it for El Cheapo, right? So in other words, if it's 15, 16, 17 bucks a CD, ain't gonna happen. And my kids haven't bought a CD in years. And they've got all the music. They got Linkin Park. They got MacArthur's Park by Richard Harris. Every Park record they have. I don't know what their problem is. Panic, they got this, the soundtrack to Panic in Needle Park. I mean, this it's weird. But in any event, and they download all of it. My kid sits there listening to, like, the soundtrack to Psycho. It's like, it's nuts. I don't know what's wrong with him. I got to send him back to school. But they don't pay for that stuff. Why? Not because they don't have the money. It's because it's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. It ain't worth it to pay that kind of jingle. It's worth it to pay $5 or $6 or $7 or $8 or $10 a CD. It ain't worth it to pay that kind of money. I'm just speaking for the little man, Paul Harvey. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know whether it's against the law to say you want to kick Bill O'Reilly's ass, but Wayne just said that, and I want to let the authorities know that. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My engineer, Wayne Roberts, is a possible felon, and I'd like to alert the authorities to that. I agree with him. Bill O'Reilly he's a good guy. Well, you know what? The guy does a TV show. What do I know? He does a freaking TV show. It's a TV show. It's That's like me wanting to go and kick Al Pacino's ass because he was Michael Corleone. What? Maybe O'Reilly's like that in real life. Maybe he ain't. Maybe he is. Maybe I'm not. Maybe are you? Am I? Who knows? Maybe he's gay. Maybe O'Reilly gets off the air and minces about a cabin cruiser in New York Harbor like just the most flaming, roaring queen. You don't know. But to get upset with a guy... Now, here's the thing about Bill O'Reilly, or any of these guys, Sean Hannity, I'm talking about the political demagogues, or the guys that's the real soapbox when it comes to politics. The cats, the language they use, because I've listened to it, is the real low common denominator stuff. And the only body that they're really going to make any sense to are not the brightest people in the world. See, I agree with Hannity and O'Reilly. Well, I don't know what O'Reilly, he's a lying sack. I don't know what he is. He says that he's no spin. I bet you he spins it. Don't worry about it. He spins it. I bet you he's spinning that thing well into the wee hours. No spin. I bet you he fits a Coke bottle over that. And I'm kidding around. Spins the hell out of it. No, I think, even though I agree with a cat like Hannity on the Iraq war, he's the rest of his stuff is so insanely predictable, and it's all calculated to hit a certain area demographically. It's all calculated to hit a certain percentage of the audience that happens to be sort of swinging in that direction these days. It'll change. Don't worry about it. And all of the emails from some of these people that I get who are still so stupid, it's beyond belief. You want to read some of this stuff. People say to me, yeah, sure, you're a Democrat. Yeah, I am. You know, I'm sorry that the Democratic Party lost its balls somewhere along the line, but that's just the facts. I mean, it's just, it did. The Democratic Party lost to what used to be fairly good-sized gonads. It's decided now to be the party of it's nothing. It's got like this poor man, Mr. Dean. He's a fine guy. He's psychotic. I mean, seriously, the guy needs, I'd sign the papers on him tomorrow. Are you kidding me? Did you see him on Letterman with the bug-eyed look that he has and that whole woo? That guy looks like I'd put a freaking butterfly net on him so fast. Somebody along the line, they said, we're Democrats, so let's represent the no-gonad party for 2008. Yeah, all right, everybody with us? No, I'm not. But I ain't quitting being a Democrat, so, you know, kiss it. Main Street, high noon.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.